Not So Fast, Part 1 of Part 2 with Barack Obama and tomorrow, Hillary Clinton. This is The Last Angry Man. Makes me tear up. Sorry.
But I especially want to thank our host this evening.
The Last Angry Man.
Thank you. Thank you.
No, thank you, Barack. Let's talk substance, Mr. Obama. What are you trying to do with this campaign? Who are you trying to bring into your campaign?
Sally's dream.
Who?
Joe's dream.
Honestly, sir, this is not a joke. Who are you trying to bring into this campaign?
Or
you must have an answer to this. Whose dream are you trying to bring into this campaign, sir?
Susan's dream. Or Jim's.
Okay, let's have another question. That's too specific, sir. Let's talk about your dream, your hope for the future. What is that?
Change.
Change, okay. Changed. Expand on that.
Change in Washington.
Well, expand more on that. When would this change take place?
We know it takes more than one night.
But what is the change and what is the it that takes more than one night? I don't mean to be petty.
Petty bickering.
Yeah, exactly.
Shut you out.
I'm not trying to be difficult, sir. I just want to know, Mr. Obama, what you mean by change. Okay, so specifically, what are you talking about when you say change?
We know our road will not be easy.
Well, yes, and Rome wasn't built in a day, but what are you trying to build, sir? What is the change, specifically?
Our hope is false.
False hope and change. I like the themes. Give me some substance.
It's time to turn the page and write a new chapter.
I think what you're trying to say, sir, is you want to write a new chapter on change. How will you do that?
We need a new...
A new what?
We need a new direction.
We need a new direction. I like that. How will you accomplish that, sir?
Everywhere I go.
Well, I hate to bring this up, sir, and it's completely against the point, but everywhere I go, there's a Comfort Inn, a Days Inn, Motel 6, Travel Lodge, and the Holiday Inn and those Hamptons. Man, they're expensive for those free styrofoam breakfasts. They're getting fat in America, and I can understand why.
Everywhere I go, I meet Americans who can't wait another day.
Don't tell me. For change.
For change.
Lately, you've been traveling the country, Mr. Obama. Have you noticed there's a lot of moccasins for sale? There's a lot of moccasins being sold out there. I don't remember seeing people wearing moccasins anywhere in America, but they sell a lot of moccasins. Who's buying these moccasins? I don't own a pair of moccasins. I digress. Let's hear about specifics in your change, sir.
Not too late to reclaim the American dream.
Okay, how would you reclaim the American dream?
It's a game.
Yeah, not giving specifics is the game, Mr. Obama?
It's a game that ordinary Americans are losing.
For those of us who believe in you, we want to hear substance, sir. What is the game Americans are losing?
In Washington, D.C., this movement won't stop until there's change in Washington.
I'm confused. What movement won't stop? What change? What are you planning on doing, sir?
Turn off the TV set and put away the video game.
No, no, that's a good idea, sir. And how are you going to get parents to do that?
That's not easy to do, changing attitudes, changing culture.
But you believe you can change and bring about change there. All right, give it to me good. How are you going to bring about change, sir? Give me some substance. Tell me what's going to happen.
That our destiny will not be written for us, but by us, and that we can cast off our doubts and fears and cynicism, because our dreams will not be deferred, and our future will not be denied, and our time for change has come.
Well, thank you, Mr. Obama. I think that clarified everything for me. And while I think you're a very smart man, and I think your policies are probably very good, I think we should hear these policies more than great speeches. I agree with the Clintons on this. I don't agree with the Clintons on a lot of other things. But on this point, I think Americans must be very clear. Differences between you, Hillary, and McCain should be stated clearly. And that yes, you're a great speaker. You speak like nobody else in our time. But we'd like to hear some substance too. This is the Last Angry Man from Podcast Couple of World saying, change.